Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Get it? The Bert Show.
All right, we should start a new segment called Kristen Ruins Everything. Earlier, it was DNA testing, and now you can't even enjoy Black Friday anymore because she's about to ruin that for you also.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
All right, we've already done one round. We're doing another. I already told you about the woman who bit a police officer for a Tickle Me Elmo. I already told you about the guy that pulled out a gun because a guy line hopped. I already told you about the two shoplifters who held up the detective to get their clothes back. And now we continue.
This is exactly what Jesus would have wanted. Yeah.
Here's one way to make sure you get your hands on the goodies. Keep the rest of the crowd away with some pepper spray.
Mm.
That's what one woman did in her bid to snag a video game console on sale at a Walmart in 2011. She sprayed about 10 fellow Black Friday shoppers and somehow was able to pay for her items and leave without being stopped.
What?
Yes, she pepper sprayed 10 Black Friday shoppers. Damn. So she could snag the console and she she somehow managed to get out of the store.
I respect it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a felony.
Yeah.
Talent, though.
But you got it. But you got your item.
Years ago, I worked as a cashier in a department store. On Black Friday, every available cash register was staffed and the lines were 10 people long. I offered to work through my break, but my manager came over and insisted I go on my lunch break. Apparently, it's against the law in my state to have people working for more than 4 hours without a break. So I signed off of my register. And that's when people started booing. I've never been booed in my life. 40-ish customers actually booed at me as I closed my register. Boo! Could you imagine walking away to go take your break and 40 people in the store are booing
That's
at you?
That is.
Right? When I was in college, I worked at a toy store and it was the year of the Furbies.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those guys.
I did too.
Cabbage Patch, Tickle Me Elmo, Furbies, all under the same category.
Mm-hmm. They were really hard to get. And our location only got 10 of them. We were instructed to pass out numbers rather than actual toys to the first 10 people in line. I was the lucky one to pass out the numbers. I gave the first person their number when all of a sudden, I'm on the floor. I'd been tackled from behind. This woman had slammed into me, knocked me to the ground, and ripped the tickets out of my hand, breaking two fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
The store refused to give her a Furby, and we detained her until cops showed up.
Come on. Wow. I just did a Google search because I can't even remember the last time I thought of a Furby. You can get anywhere between $200 and $1,000 for a Furby now.
No, you cannot.
I just Googled it, yeah.
$1,000,
yes.
Beanie Babies would like a word.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was working at a retail store, and this woman leaves her cart alone for 1 second to go check something out, and customers just raided her cart and took everything in it. Worst part was that we were out of everything she had in the cart, so she had no way of getting it back.
Aww.
People, like, reading some of these stories, it made you lose your faith in humanity just a little bit.
That is cruel.
I had a lady keep saying she was going to faint. She kept saying, please, just let me pay so I can go to the doctor. I knew she was lying and called my manager over so he could talk to her. He said, ma'am, they told me you were in need of medical assistance. I've got an ambulance on the way. She freaked out, yelling at my manager about the line being too long and how it was his fault she was feeling sick. She then yelled at me saying, this is all your fault. If you would have just let me cut the line, we'd be out of this mess. My manager told her to leave, and if she didn't, he called the cops. She tried to stay until a random cop came in to check out the crowd, so she left quick. By the way, my manager never called an ambulance in the first place. He was just pulling her.
Well played. That's a good move.
I know, right? All right. I'm not sharing that one because that one's a sad one, and I saved that for, like, there were a couple that I'm like, no, we can't do those. This one, parents are going to freak out. A woman comes into the store with her two children, probably ages 5 and 7. No older than that. I overhear her say, I'll be back, stay here. And she just leaves. Not a word to us. She just vanishes. Within minutes, it gets busy, as in 50 customers plus these two kids. There's only 3 employees in the store. The shift manager is supposed to be helping people shop, but there's these two kids by themselves. So mall security called the cops. The officers show up about 25 minutes after this lady left her kids. The lady gets down and makes small talk with the boys while the man waits outside. Things slow to a crawl in the store, so my fellow employees entertain the boys while I speak with the officers. Apparently, their mother had gone to the other mall across the 4-lane highway across the street. So she left her two kids in the store with these workers who had to call the cops because mom went across the street to a whole other mall to finish up her shopping and didn't want to take her kids.
And this probably just scratches the surface of these.
You have no idea. There's worse ones, but I'm like, I don't want to put everybody in a really bad mood.
All right, so you had me curious, so I did a quick search when you mentioned Beanie Babies. If you can pair a large Wallace with two regular size Wallaces, which are Cashew and Huggy, those are the names of the Beanie Babies back in the day, you'll cash out for $600,000.
What?
Yeah, $600,000 for those three in the set.
What are their names again?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You can't afford it. Those are their names.
No, I want to see if I have them.
All three? Okay. You've got Large Wallace and two regular-sized Wallaces. Their names were Cashew and Huggy.
Oh, yeah, I ain't got that. Dude, we found my Beanie Baby collection at my parents' house, and my daughter was like, I want it. And I was like, hang on. And Chad, my husband, and I literally eBay Googled each one before we took off the tags to give to her just in case.
Good. I'm glad you don't have them. We'll see you here tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Get it. The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.